Tuned in to the Power Hour with me, Lady G, on KC107.7. And I'm looking into the eyes of a beautiful, young, dynamic lady who had, I know, a very, very busy day. And I brought her here just to find out how. How does she do it? What is her recipe? So, Courtney Franke.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Nassal.
I'm good. You know, she does kickboxing as well, and she's talking so softly, but she kicks so hardly. So, Courtney, how has your day been?
I have had a very productive, busy day, but productive.
Wonderful. So, let's dive into this. You sharing your story with us tonight, with me, and someone listening out there. So, there might be a young person, even not just a young person my age, who is very young, out there trying to figure out how do I make it. And your story intrigued me so much with the discipline you have, motivation and all of that. So, let's go into this. You're studying at the University of Western Cape, which is in Bellville,
yes.
UWC. I know that place. I used to play club just there. Yes, I was there. Working regularly. I mean, working full-time.
Yes,
correct?
I'm full-time employed.
Traveling from Paul to Bellville, still doing kickboxing, still going to Virgin Active with your boyfriend. You got a boyfriend, by the way. For anyone listening, while assisting with coaching, what is the driving force that gets you up every morning and says, let's do this?
To be quite honest, I was never a morning person to begin with. Mm-hmm. I struggled getting up in the morning, and I didn't see how I was going to go on with my day. And then this one time I told myself that getting up early in the mornings is going to be a part of who I want to become one day. And I told myself that I'm going to have to change my perspective on how I see mornings. I then replaced some of my habits and I started my morning listening to podcasts. And this one podcast in particular from Mel Robin, it's called Million Dollar Morning. And what she said in that podcast changed my whole perspective on how I start my day and my mornings. So she mentioned that your morning routine should always represent the person who you want to become one day. And I realized that my current habits that I was doing was not aligned with the woman that I wanted to be one day. And so she has four rules. She has four rules, which is number one. First of all, getting up, she has a 5 second rule. That requires to get up within 5 seconds en nie die snooze knoppie druk vir 10 of 5 keer. Rule number two would be making up your bed. For me, that's a staple. I cannot start my day without making my bed down. Ek dink my ouers gaan nou so geskok wees as hulle dit moet hoor. And number three, your inner dialogue, talking to yourself in the morning, telling yourself you are capable, you can do this, promoting positive and a motivational session with yourself. It's called the high five habit, high-fiving yourself in the mirror and telling yourself you got this. And then finally, the fourth rule is to move your body. So for me, that would be dancing in a mirror to my favorite song while getting ready for work, stretching, whichever one you require, but it has really shaped my mornings and how I perceive my day and how to start it on a very positive note.
That's why I like you. No wonder I like you. I love Mel Robbins. I love her.
She's a very wise woman.
Whoa, she's dynamic.
Very.
Yeah, then we're in the same group, dancing. I mean, wherever I go, the music must go.
And it must be why I'm late at every event.
Oh, is that because of the music?
Definitely because of the music.
No.
And the change of outfits.
change of outfits. Okay, lovely. Many young people feel overwhelmed with studies alone. How do you manage your time between university work, intense training at both Virgin Active and kickboxing without burning out?
I'll say time management. Doing your task proactively and then planning is very, very important. For me, don't think about it too much. Take it step by step. Take it one day at a time. Reset is very important. So for me, my reset would be on a Sunday. Because I have a very long day, I meal prep for the week. So I prepare all of that. I write down my tasks that I need to do for the week. I do my planning for the week. And that has really helped me to manage everything, whether it's in my lunchtime, in my tea time, whether I have to prep for class for the next day, I have to prep for lectures, for exams. You have to spend your time every minute really wisely.
How old are you?
25.
Wonderful. They say, look, I am 25 for the rest of my life.
Definitely.
So 25 is where the brain is matured, where you're not in adolescent mode. You're now that adult.
Yeah.
So I like never have passed 25. Because my brain is 25. Finishing class, nobody can tell me anything about it.
100%.
So stick to your 25. So discipline isn't just a word, it's a lifestyle. What personal rules or habits keep you focused and disciplined even on the days when you feel exhausted?
I'm going to be truly honest. It's still something that I struggle with. I'm not always motivated. Sometimes I heard someone say that motivation is like, it's like a visitor. It comes and it goes. So on the days where my motivation isn't always there, I just push through anyway. You don't think about it, you just do it. And that's where discipline also is formed. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that you grow into overnight. It's something that happens over time in pushing through, even though you don't want to, even though it's just going to the gym for half an hour. And it's not something that you don't just have it now. It's a continuous thing. It's something that you continuously have to do, whether you're 25. I'm still going to have to be disciplined. I'm still going to have to push myself 10 years from now. And you always learn a new aspect within that regard as you grow. So it's a continuous learning effort, and I'm still struggling with discipline in some aspects, but the key is not to give up, to rest when you need to, take a breather when you need to, go for a walk when you need to, but tomorrow you get up and you try again.
And that's the way we go.
Ale, 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 mi mandé un museo.
Zono bere ale ale ale. Nihan lene is ale ale ale. You're right back with me, Lady G, on the Power Hour on KC 107.7, the station that is turning 30 years old this year. What a milestone. You better stay tuned and see what's going to happen as we go in the celebration year. So I'm busy with a young lady, very dynamic, Courtney Franke. She is our next wisdom guru, I'm telling you. So, if you need some inspiration, do listen and stay tuned. And the number is 082-414-1077. And do remember that this interview will be on a podcast on our KC app. So, Courtney, we're back with you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm back. So, you also assist with coaching in kickboxing.
Yes.
How has the sport shaped your character, and what life lessons do you pass on to the athletes you help train?
Kickboxing has changed my life in the best way possible. For my ladies' classes, I always tell them it's a mental journey, but in the best ways possible. For you that's suffering with your frustration, your just mental health, your emotions, it's the best way to go and relieve stress. It doesn't just, it helps in many ways. It increases our fitness levels. It helps with emotional relief. If you had a bad day at work, kom slaan 'n bietjie sakke, break a sweat or two. But it teaches us resilience. It teaches us to push through, not just in the sport, but in life as well. It teaches us that this will soon pass also, but it makes us stronger mentally, physically, emotionally. It really teaches us more. It goes beyond just the physical. And I would encourage everyone to start doing it, whether you are 25 like me or 25 like Irene. Mm-hmm. It's the best decision. People always see, when they think about kickboxing or the combat sport, they always think about, a broken leg or broken nose, and they see the blood and then they get scared. But it really, it's not that. It's the kickboxing community is where we learn new friendship, we form bonds. We bond together, we all bring our different backgrounds and our experiences, and we come together as one and train together as one and inspire each other. So it's been a journey, and I'm excited to see what lays beyond this and for kickboxing in the Cape Winelands.
I have a message for you. Well done to you, Courtney. A great example for all of us out here.
Thank you so much.
From Vincent.
Thank you, Vincent.
He's tuned in. Yeah, so true, you know. There's so many great things to do out there besides sitting on a corner.
Definitely.
There's so much more than that. So, our very last note. If you could send a message to a young girl in Paul who feels her dreams are too big, or circumstances are too difficult, what would you tell her? Speak from the heart.
First of all, never, ever, ever underestimate yourself. Never underestimate what you can do. And most importantly, never underestimate what God can do for you. Do not decide before the time that you are not good enough. Just do it. And don't think after school, after matric, don't think you have to have it all figured out, because you don't. You take it step by step, you take it day by day, you keep pushing, rest if you need to, like I said, but do not stop. And always remember that God always makes sure that the birds are fed, but He will never drop the worm in their nest. So always keep on pushing, keep on striving. Whether you do something that you don't like for 5 years, it's never in vain, because in that 5 years, in that different phases, there's critical skills and things that you need to learn that's going to develop your character in order for you to be where you need to be and handle what you will handle then. So just keep on working, keep on looking for inspiration, keep on pushing. You'll get where you want to get eventually.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your years of wisdom that you are carrying with you.
Thank you.
I wish you well wherever you might go. I can see you're doing your master's degree now.
Yes.
So I can see, I must say, one day doctor, you know.
Yes, and eventually.
Eventually. But keep on what you're doing.
And, thank you so much, Karina.
And the inspiration that you are to others as well.
Thank
we
you
need,
so much.
We need those kind of sunflowers.
Thank you so much for having me.
On that note, it's arrivederci from me till we see you again, Oplomachi Aunt. Bye-bye.